Welcome back to Pace Immigration, paceimmigration.com, joined by immigration lawyer Michael O'Rourke. Michael, how's it going?
Good, Sean. How's it going with you?
Good, thanks. We've got an update here. Immigration to Canada for engineers. It actually is more than engineers, but engineers in the news this week. Nicholas Keung over at Toronto Star is always covering immigration news. And I saw an article that he put out, and he's got here, I've got a quote from him here: internationally trained engineers will no longer be required to have Canadian experience to be licensed in Ontario as the province adopts a new law that's meant to remove the barriers keeping skilled immigrants from working in their former professions. Michael, we talk about this all the time about, you know, the express entry program or anything else about immigrants wanting to come to Canada. And it's great and all that we advertise that we need their skills, but then when they get here, they can have trouble actually putting those skills to use. The proverbial, the dentist that comes over and ends up driving Uber or something like that. This is another step in rectifying that or making it easier for prospective immigrants. What say you?
I think it's great, Sean. So in 2021, Ontario introduced this legislation, and it ended up as the Fair Access to Regulated Professions and Compulsory Trades Act. Say that one fast. It covers 36 regulated professions in the province, and Ontario being the largest and economic engine of the country. This is going to resonate throughout Canada, hopefully. But new legislation removes a Canadian experience component from any sort of regulated profession which would require Canadian experience to apply for licensure.
Right. Take us through a little bit about, you know, some people might be sitting back and maybe they worry a little bit. Does this mean that you're going to get unqualified engineers and the like?
No. Say, for instance, with engineers, there's still a requirement that they have to have had 48 months worth of experience and verifiable experience where they've had responsible engineering roles. It's a rigorous process to become a licensed professional engineer in Ontario. You're not going to get fly-by-night engineers with crackerjack box degrees. It's still going to be as rigorous as before, but they're just going to take out the requirement that an engineer would have had to have had experience specifically in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of an odd requirement in the sense that if you are going to advertise for immigrants to come over to Canada and practice their trade, but then also demand that they have a Canadian experience in that trade in the first place, very chicken and egg.
Yeah, exactly. And it is another barrier that just dissuades qualified people from coming to Canada and from working in Ontario specifically.
What is your expectation on how this is going to affect programs like Express Entry and the like?
I don't think it's going to have much impact on the federally designed programs, but it might be easier for people to come and work temporarily in Ontario and then apply. One of the greatest barriers that we see is not only these professional colleges or professional regulatory bodies being very slow and holding up qualified applicants or otherwise qualified applicants because they don't have specific Canadian experience. The other barrier that we see is for Canadian employers preferring or demanding Canadian experience and thereby just not considering large chunks of very qualified people. I don't think it's going to have any sort of detrimental effect on our federal immigration programs, but I'm hoping that more people are able to take advantage of them and to become permanent residents.
Right. The date on this, I believe, was December 2nd that these bodies have to have the Canadian experience removed from their, I was going to say websites. That is true that they're already removing it from their websites, but removing it from their regulations. I just had a quick quote here from the same article by Nicholas Keung in the Toronto Star. On Tuesday, Professional Engineers Ontario, which represents the fourth largest regulated profession in the province with 85,649 members, became the first professional regulatory body to remove the requirement from their application criteria. So this isn't just the legislature. It's already happening.
It's happening because this act was passed by Parliament in Ontario. So it's the engineers are being proactive, as engineers often are. But other regulatory bodies such as social work or plumbing or electricians or hairstyling, they also have to come in line and remove any sort of Canadian work experience requirement for licensing if they have it in their regulatory schema. But if they do, then that has to be taken out by December 2nd. The engineers are just leading the way.
Right. What about the racket you're in with the law, like lawyers and foreign-born lawyers and stuff like that?
Oh, don't get me started on that. Just briefly, if you're trained outside of Canada and have practiced outside of Canada, then you need to go through a very long and complex process that first you start with something called the National Committee on Accreditation. They give you some tests or tell you what you have to do in order to become a lawyer in Canada. And for me, 10 years ago now or so, maybe even longer, it was to take 4 challenge exams. And then you have to go to a provincial law society, go through their whole process, write the bar exam, and then finally you get called to the bar if you're successful at all of the steps. It's a long and expensive road to transfer legal credentials because law is so local.
Yeah, if anyone out there is wondering, Michael feels your pain. Because he's been through all kinds of aspects of immigration law, going back going to the United States and to Canada.
So yeah, I have literally done it all, from work permit in Canada through permanent residence through citizenship, and also localizing my law career here too. So
right,
yeah, excellent. I've been there.
Yeah, thanks, Michael, for this. Anyone with any questions can contact Michael at mo'rourke@pacelawfirm.com. Michael, thanks for this update. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Sean. Take care.
Bye-bye.